We're now going to have our Bible reading. I would normally say, open your Bible at, but because the Bible reading this morning comes from three parts of the Bible, what I'm going to suggest is that we all look at the screen. I'm going to turn to the screen, and I'm going to read these three parts of the Bible to us, and then we're going to be thinking about one of them in particular after we've sung our next song. So as I read, you follow on the screen. If you want to turn your Bible, the Bible passages are there. And you can turn to them. So first of all, Psalm 23, a psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Then we're going to read about a man called Jacob. And we're told this about Jacob, and he was a very old man when this happened. Then Jacob blessed Joseph and said, "May the God before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac walked, the God who has been my shepherd all my life to this day, the angel who has delivered me from all harm, may he bless these boys. May they be called by my name and the names of my fathers, Abraham and Isaac, and may they increase greatly upon the earth." And then one last verse from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 21. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. This is God's word to us this morning. I'd ask the adults, please, to have your Bible open at Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 21. But boys and girls, I want you all to look at me. Will you look at me? I want you to pin back your ears. Let's see you doing it. I want you to open your eyes, zip up your mouths unless I ask you to speak, and wind up your brains. Come on, wind up your brains, because we're going to learn together from God's word that we read a moment ago. And there is a really important word that I want us to think about this morning. It's one of the most important words in the whole of the Bible. And here it is. It is the word faith. Can you say faith? Faith. Now, why is faith so important? Well, faith is important because to be a Christian is to be someone who is living by... You could do better than that, please. Being a Christian is someone who is living by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. But what does that mean? Well, one way of thinking about faith is that faith is like leaning on a stick, all right? Because someone who's leaning on a stick is trusting in that stick. So let's imagine that as you came to church this morning, you saw an older person come into church and they had a stick. What would that tell you? Well, it would tell you that they need the stick. It would tell you that they're relying on the stick. That if they didn't have the stick, well, they might not be able to stand up for very long, and they might not be able to walk along. They rely on that stick. Do you know, a few years ago, I hurt my back very badly, and I needed a stick. I couldn't stand up without leaning on a stick. And if I wanted to go for a walk, I had to lean on a stick as I went for a walk. I needed my stick. Now, a Christian is someone who has learned to lean upon the Lord Jesus as I might lean on a stick. And to help us think more about that this morning, I want us to learn about this man. We read about this man a few moments ago, and we read about him all through the Bible. His name was Jacob. Have you heard of Jacob before? Anyone heard of Jacob? His name was Jacob. And in Hebrews 11, verse 21, that we just read, we read something about him. Let me put on the screen what we read about him. This is what it says. You looking at it? It says, by faith, Jacob, when he was dying, worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. Now, Jacob was an old, old man. Jacob was 147. Is there anyone here who's 147 years old? Anyone feel like they're 147 years old? He was really, really old. And the stick he was leaning on, it probably didn't look like that one. The stick he was leaning on, it was called a staff, and it probably looked a bit like this. And as he leaned on his staff, he worshipped God. Now, who was Jacob? Well, I want to give you a way this morning of thinking about Jacob from our verse. And here is how we need to think about Jacob. You ready? Jacob was a found failure learning to live by faith. You can say that with me. It's a bit of a tongue twister, all right? So Jacob was a found failure learning to live by faith. Can we try that again? Jacob was a And what was true of Jacob is true of every single believer in our Lord Jesus. Who am I this morning? I am a found failure learning to live by faith. Now, when I read this verse from Hebrews chapter 11, it made me scratch my head. Will you scratch your head? And actually, when we read the Bible, it's good to scratch our heads because we're supposed to think about what we're reading. And as I read this verse, I thought, why is it that we're told that when he was an old, old man, just before he died, Jacob leaned on his staff? Why are we told that? And as I thought about it, I reckon that the reason is this, that Jacob's staff, all right, his stick that he was leaning on, his staff was a bit like one of these. Now, what's this? Anyone recognize what this is? Yes, Stanley? No, it's not a Bible. Anyone? These are a bit old-fashioned now, actually. Yes? No, it's not a hymn book. Look what it's got in it. Anybody know what it is now? Yes? It's a photo album. Does anyone have photo albums at home? Yeah? Does anyone here like looking at photo albums? Yeah, I love looking at photo albums. We've got loads of them at home. Now, what happens? What's a photo album? Well, a photo album is something you can look at that reminds you of things that have happened in the past. So I haven't opened this photo album for ages until yesterday. But I looked at it. It reminded me of lots of people that I've known and lots of things that I did when I was much, much younger. It made me remember things. Now, when Jacob was alive, they didn't have cameras, they didn't have photographs, they didn't have photo albums, so they couldn't remember things like that. But I wonder if Jacob's staff was a bit like a photo album, because it reminded him of things that had happened in his life that meant that at the end of his life, he leant on his staff and he worshipped God. So over here, I've got a photo album. Here I have a photo album of Jacob's life. And there are three things I want to tell you about Jacob that I think he remembered as he leant on his staff. Each of the three things, well, they begin with the letter F. All right, so you ready? So they begin with what letter? The letter F. And the first thing that I think that Jacob remembered as he leant on his staff, he remembered that he had been a failure. Can you say that word? Failure. You see, as he leant on his staff, Jacob would have remembered a time many, many years before when as a young man, he had had to run away from home. Let me tell you about his home. Jacob was born to Isaac and Rebecca. They're a bit squint. Can you see them squint? Turn your head sideways, you can see it, yeah? To Isaac and Rebecca. Now, Jacob was one of twins. Anyone here a twin? A twin, that's right, twins. They're born at the same time. Now, Isaac and Rebecca, they had twin boys. And that means there were two of them, all right? And so there was Jacob, and there was Esau. Now, Esau was born first. And when Esau came out of mummy, do you know what was odd about him? He was all red, and he was covered in hair. And so they called him Esau, because Esau means hairy, all right? He had so much hair. Now, Jacob, he was born second, and he was called Jacob because a weird thing happened when Jacob was born. When he came out, he was grabbing hold of Esau's heel. And so they called him Jacob, which means he grasped the heel. Now, often when twins grow up, they grow up quite alike. But these twins, Esau and Jacob, they weren't alike at all as they grew up. That's Esau, he's the hairy one, yeah? And that's Jacob, the not hairy one, okay? And they grew up quite different. Now, Esau, he was a rough, tough kind of guy. And he liked going hunting and killing animals and making really nice food from the animals that he killed. But Jacob, he liked staying at home in the tents they lived in with his mum, Rebecca. Now, Esau, the hairy one, he was his dad. What was his dad called? Do you remember? No, what was Jacob's dad called?
Isaac,
well done. Esau was Isaac's favorite, all right? And Jacob was his mum, Rebecca's favorite. It's not good to have favorites, by the way, but that's what was true. See, what I have to tell you is that as Jacob grew up, he wasn't very nice. All right, he wasn't a very nice person. And it all came out when their dad, Isaac, was very, very old. He was so old that his eyes had stopped working properly, so he couldn't see very well. And one day, he said to Esau, the hairy one, right? Remember Esau was the hairy one? He said to Esau, the hairy one, Esau, this is what I'd love you to do. I'm going to die very soon. I want you to go hunting. And I want you to make me a meal just the way you know I like it. And then when you bring me the meal back, I'm going to give you my blessing. So Esau did what his dad said. He went off to hunt for some food. Now what they didn't know was Rebecca, Isaac's wife, was listening in. And when she heard what Isaac said to Esau, the hairy one, she said, Jacob, come here. He said, Jacob, you go and get two goats from the flock and kill them and bring them to me. And then I'll make a lovely meal just like your dad likes it. And then you can take it in and you can pretend to be Esau. And you'll get the blessing that your dad wants to give to Esau. Jacob said, but hang on a minute, Mum. He's hairy. I'm not. Dad will know that I'm not Esau, that I'm Jacob. Oh, said Rebecca, don't worry, I'll sort that. So Jacob, he went to the flock, he got two goats, he killed them, he brought them back to his mum, and she made a lovely meal just the way that Isaac liked it. And then what she did was she got Esau, the hairy one's best clothes, and put them onto Jacob. And then she covered Jacob's hands with skins of animals that were all, what do you think they were? Yeah, but what would they be like? They would be hairy, that's right. And put some of these skins on the neck of Jacob. And then she sent Jacob in to see Isaac with this food. So Jacob went into Isaac, all right? And he had this food. Now, I have a sign here, right? One side it says true, on the other side it says false. You got that? So I'm going to tell you what happened next. And as we go through the story, you've got to tell me whether it's true or whether it's false. All right, you ready? You ready? I'm going to read to you some bits from the Bible. All right, you ready? So here's what Jacob said to Isaac when he went in with the food. He said, "I am Esau, your firstborn. I have done as you told me. Please sit up and eat some of my food so you may give me your blessing." Was that true or was it false? True or false? What was it? It was false. It was a dirty, great lie. Isaac asked Jacob, who he thought was Esau, the hairy one. He said, "How did you find it so quickly?" "Oh," said Jacob, "the Lord your God gave me success." Was that true or was it false? What was it? It was false. It was a dirty, great lie. Then Isaac said to Jacob, "Come near so I can touch you to know whether or not you are Esau." So Jacob, disguised as Esau, went close to his dad, who touched him and said, The voice of Jacob, but the hands are the hands of Esau. Are you really Esau?" "I am," said Jacob. Was that true or was it false? It was false, wasn't it? It was a dirty, great lie. And so Isaac, he ate the food and gave Jacob the blessing that was meant to be given to Esau. Now, would you agree that what Jacob did was wrong? It was wrong, wasn't it? And when Esau got back and he brought the food to his dad and said, "Here's the food I prepared for you." And his dad said, "You've already been." Esau was really, really angry. He was so angry, he wanted to kill Jacob. And so Jacob ran away. He left home. And when he left home, do you know what he had? He had the clothes that he had on. And he had his staff. And that was all. And so I think that as Jacob, what did he do at the end of his life? He leaned on his staff, and as he remembered his life and he remembered that he'd left home and all he had was his staff and his clothes, it reminded him of his failure, to do what pleased God. Now, boys and girls, just imagine that this was a photo album of everything you have ever done. I'm not going to ask you to put up your hand, but have you ever told lies? Have you ever said something that's not true? Have you ever maybe cheated somebody else? Well, if you have, then you are just like Jacob. And actually, if you were to look at the photo album of my life, you'd find lots of ways in which I have been a failure. I have failed to do what pleases God. And so as I think about my life, I have to remember that I am a failure when it comes to please God, which is just what was true of Jacob. He was a failure. But it's a good job the story doesn't end there, doesn't it? Because the second thing his staff reminded him of was that, yes, he was a failure, but he was someone who was then found by God. Can you say that word? Found. Does anyone know what kind of stick this is? What kind of staff? Did anyone know what you describe this as? Who would use a stick like this? Yes, a shepherd would. This is a shepherd's staff. And when Jacob ran away from home, one way of describing him was he was like a lost, foolish sheep. But then what we discover in the Bible is that God, who the Bible says is like a shepherd, God found him. Would you like to know how God found him? Well, when Jacob ran away from home, you'll remember that all he had was his stick and his clothes. He ran away from Beersheba, which was where his mum and dad lived. And his aim was to travel 500 miles to a place called Haran, where his uncle Laban was. Well, after he'd left home the first night, he reached a place called Bethel. He didn't have a sleeping bag. He didn't have any blankets. He didn't have a pillow. He didn't have his pajamas with him. So what he did was he lay down to sleep in the dark with a stone, you may not be able to see it, as his pillow. And as he lay down and fell asleep, God gave him a very special dream. And in this dream, Jacob saw a stairway. It rested on earth with its top in heaven. And in his dream, he saw the angels of God going up and down this stairway. And God was at the top of the stairway, and God spoke to Jacob. And God said to Jacob, he said, Jacob, I'm with you. Jacob, I'm going to bless you. Jacob, I'm going to look after you, and one day I will bring you back to the place that you've left. Jacob woke up, and he thought, that was amazing. God spoke to me. God spoke to me, and God made promises that he was going to bless me, that he was going to be kind to me. And he said, this place, it must be the very house of God. And so Jacob called that place Bethel, which means house of God. And that stone that he'd used as a pillow, he then set up as a pillar to remind himself that it was there God had found him. And from that day on, Jacob was someone who knew that God was his shepherd. In fact, when he was very old, this is what he said about God. He says, the God who has been my shepherd all the days of my life. He was someone who had been, what's the word? He had been found by God. Now, the Bible says that that's exactly the same with a Christian. I stand before you as a Christian. And if you were to look at the photo album of my life, yeah, there are many, many ways in which I have failed God. I've done things God doesn't want me to do. I've not done the things God wants me to do. But then I was told about the Lord Jesus. And through other people telling me about the Lord Jesus found me. I discovered that the Lord Jesus is the good shepherd who laid down his life for the sheep when he died on the cross. I discovered that the Lord Jesus is the good shepherd who will forgive us for our failures and then will say, I'll guide you through life. And that's what happened to Jacob. Do you know, from the moment he met God at Bethel, God met him. He was guided by God. God guided him in all the days of his life and kept his promise to guide him back to where he'd left. God provided for Jacob. He had a very large family. He had 12 sons, he had loads of servants, he had loads of sheep, loads of goats and loads of camels. He had nothing, but God provided him with everything that he needed. And so there are some pictures of his family and of his camels and of his goats and his sheep and his servants. And God also promised that he'd protect him. You see, as Jacob went through life with his staff, he met some really nasty people. Have you ever met nasty people? He met some really nasty people. There was his uncle Laban, who was really, really unkind to him. And then there was his brother Esau, who wanted to kill him. But God protected him all the days of his life. Because you see, Jacob had been found by God. God had become his shepherd. Oh, I should turn the sheet too quickly. You didn't see that, did you? You didn't see that. You did see that. Oh, dear. But you see, what's a Christian? A Christian is a found failure. That's what I am today. I'm a found failure. I've done lots of things that God doesn't like, but he's found me. He's become my shepherd. And because he's shown his love to me, he's promised to protect me, to guide me, to provide for me all the days of my life. But there's one last F that Jacob would have remembered as he leaned on his staff and worshipped God. And you've already seen it, haven't you? What's the last F? Faith. Faith. Let's say what we learned about Jacob. Jacob is a... That was really quiet. Can we try it again? Jacob was a... You see, at the start of his life, Jacob had been someone who didn't think he needed God. So he didn't think he needed a stick, as it were. He did have one, but he didn't rely upon it. He tried to sort things out himself. He trusted in himself. But having been found by the Lord became his shepherd. And for the rest of his life, Jacob learned what it was to lean on the Lord, to trust in the Lord and not in himself. When he was age, how old was he? How old was he when he said this? 147. When he was 147, he had a really bad hip. Now, a hip is this bit, all right? It's at the top of your leg. Lots of older people have bad hips. Anyone got a bad hip? Hands up if you've got a bad hip. Oh, I know some of you do. Besides, would you like to know how Jacob got a bad hip? Would you like to know? God was guiding him back to Beersheba, the place he'd run away from, all right? And one night, Jacob had all his sons and his goats and donkeys and camels and all his servants, and he sent them across a river, and he stayed on the other side of the river. And that night, in the middle of the night, a man came and started to wrestle with Jacob. So I want a volunteer, Jamie. So I want you to imagine, all right, that I am Jacob, all right? I'm Jacob, and I've my hips are okay, all right? I can stand on my own. I'm okay, all right? And in the middle of the night, in the darkness, this man appears, and he starts to wrestle with me. I said, gently. And all night, they wrestled. And this went on all night in the dark. Now, stand up a minute, bro. That's all right. I'll need you in a minute. Just so I can talk to the people, right? The most important part of a wrestler's body is their hip. A wrestler needs to be able to move their hip if they're to wrestle successfully. And as they were wrestling, all right, the man who Jacob was wrestling was, he put his hand on Jacob's hip. And he pushed it out of joint. He damaged it. Now, as a result, what did Jacob have to do? He would have fallen over unless he'd clinged to the man he was wrestling. I knew I could do this with Jamie. It was safe. But you see, you can go sit down now, bro. Now, you may think, why are we told that story in the Bible? Well, actually, the man who wrestled with Jacob wasn't an ordinary man. It was actually God in human form. Therefore, the New Testament tells us it must have been our Lord Jesus. And what was God doing? He was actually saying to Jacob, Jacob, you spent your life trusting in yourself, but you've got to learn that what you need to do is to lean on me. And you see, after that wrestling match, do you know what Jacob had for the rest of his life? He had a limp. He walked with a limp. And that's why he needed a... What did he need? A staff, didn't he? He needed a stick. And he needed to lean on it because otherwise he'd fall over. And that's why, you see, he was someone who was learning to live by faith in the Lord. And that's what every Christian is. You see, if you become a Christian, if you're someone who, yes, admits that you've been a failure and you're found by the Lord Jesus, life then becomes all about learning to live by faith in the Lord Jesus. But as you live as a Christian, it doesn't mean that life will be easy. In fact, life can be really difficult sometimes. But the Lord is in complete control of those difficulties. And his purpose in those difficulties is to teach us to stop relying on ourselves and instead to teach us to rely fully on him, to lean on him. Do you understand? And that's why a Christian is someone, can you say it with me? A Christian is a found failure learning to live by faith. How does the Lord Jesus want me to live today? He wants me to live not trusting in myself, but trusting, leaning, having faith in him and in him alone. And if I can speak to those of us who are older, some of us at the moment, might be going through very difficult times in all kinds of ways. Well, what is the Lord doing? He's teaching us to trust in Him, to rely not on our own resources or our own power, or our own strength, but He wants us to rely fully on Him. You see, what do we read in our verse? Look at the verse again on the screen. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. Those who are learning to live by faith in the Lord Jesus, they are worshippers of Jesus. Because that means that when they get to the end of their life like Jacob did, they don't look back on their lives and say, boy, I did pretty well in my life, you know. I really achieved lots of things. No, they look back on their life and they say, I'm a failure who's been found by the Lord, who's become my shepherd. And He has patiently taught me to live by faith in Him. And therefore I praise Him, I worship Him, I don't worship myself, I don't give myself any credit. I said, I am what I am only because of what He's made me. And I can be sure as I die that I'll go to be with Him only because of His grace and kindness to me. So what was Jacob? Can we say it again? Jacob was a found failure learning to live by faith. I'm a found failure who's constantly learning to live by faith. Is that true of you? Perhaps even today, the Lord Jesus is finding you. He wants you to start living by faith in Him. If you find a found failure who's learning to live by faith, do you know what you'll find? You'll find a worshipper of the Lord Jesus. Let's bow our heads and let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank You today for the true story of Jacob, this failure who was found by You and then learned to live by faith in You. We thank You that the Lord Jesus is the Good Shepherd. We thank You that He laid down His life for His sheep on the cross. We thank You that He is the Shepherd of failures, and that He's the shepherd who teaches His sheep to learn to live by faith in Him. Heavenly Father, please help us to live as found failures who are learning to live by faith. And may that mean that we're true worshippers of You and of Your Son. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.